This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Chanting for justice, thousands of protesters rallied in the streets of Spain and Italy Sunday, joining a wave of global demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd while in police custody. A video of the incident with the African American pleading for his life in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as a white police officer knelt on his neck for more than 8 minutes, has prompted angry rallies from London to New York. Protests happen even as countries continue to discourage large gatherings to curb the coronavirus pandemic. Several thousand people massed Sunday outside the U.S. Embassy in Madrid, repeating, "I cannot breathe," Floyd's last words as he was asphyxiated by the officer, and demanding racial justice. Rome's Piazza del Popolo also fell silent for 8 minutes around the time Floyd was pinned down by the white officer, with thousands of people taking a knee in memory of Floyd, their fists in the air. More than 1,000 people, most wearing masks, also gathered Sunday at a Black Lives Matter demonstration near the U.S. Embassy in Budapest. Other demonstrations were planned during the day in Copenhagen, Brussels, Glasgow, and London, where a peaceful demonstration of thousands of people Saturday erupted into scuffles. Tens of thousands of protesters have rallied this week across the United States from New York and Washington to San Francisco. The officer, Derek Chauvin, has been charged with second-degree murder, and his three fellow officers were also arrested. Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the withdrawal of National Guard troops from the streets of Washington, D.C. after days of protest over the police killing of George Floyd. He tweeted that he just gave the order to start the withdrawal process, quote, "now that everything is under perfect control," end quote. He added, quote, "they can return quickly if needed," end quote. From Washington, this is VOA News.